title of my message tonight is, Are You Truly On Fire For God? Now, what does it mean to be on fire for God? To be on fire for God means that you are living up to the knowledge that you have and are actually pursuing what God wants you to do. In order to be on fire for God, we must first understand what God has done for us. He gave us His only begotten Son that we would be able to live a life free from sin and to provide escape from eternal damnation. We must understand that our sins make us unclean, and that if we are to have the chance of making heaven our home, then we need to ask for forgiveness and repent of our sins. We need to receive Jesus and have Him living within our hearts. Then as we begin our spiritual journey, He will provide us with more and more understanding and what we need to improve upon. And we can start to change our lives for the better. It wouldn't make any sense. We came to the church, we started praising God, and we didn't even know what we were praising Him for. See, you had somebody just come in out of the world, don't even know who Jesus is, comes in here and start praising the Lord. Hallelujah, glory. What do you thank the Lord for, brother? I have no idea. It wouldn't make much sense, would it? So you must first have some understanding. Once you have understanding and you have Jesus Christ living within you, this is normally the time when you're at your highest. You want to do everything that you can for God, and you start looking for any task that you can do in the church to be a help. This is sadly the only time that some people are truly on fire for God. They start off strong, reading and praying every day. They tithe, they make it to every service. But then as time goes on, they start to drift away from the habits they had once built up. Instead of reading and praying every day, now they do it only on Wednesday or Sunday. Instead of making it to every service, now they only come on Sunday mornings. And they start to slowly and slowly get less and less involved in the church. They used to show up to church an hour early, and now they barely have the motivation to get up out of bed. Their bright, burning flame is now nothing more than a flicker of light. I ask you tonight, how is your flame? Are you burning as bright as you once did, or have you gone dim with time? If it's still burning bright, then I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep living for God. But if it has indeed gone dim, then I have some good news for you. There is still time. Time for you to make the necessary changes for you to get back on track. You need to evaluate yourself and find out what it is you've been lacking in. An easy way to find out what you've been doing wrong or an area you've been lacking in is to pray about it. Ask God to reveal what parts of your life you need to change and what you need to do to get back on fire, the fire you once had. There are going to be times when you ask God to show you what you need to fix, and He will send you a trial to help build strength in a certain area of your life, or to bring more understanding about something. If we turn to the book of Jonah, it starts off talking about how the Lord came into Jonah and told him to go to Nineveh and cry against it because they were wicked people. Jonah then starts to flee on a ship to Tarshish to get away from the presence of the Lord. While he's on the ship, a storm comes and starts battering the ship, and the men start to worry that they will all die. So in Jonah, the first chapter, verses 7 through 9 say, "And they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause is evil upon us? What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land." Now in verse 9, Jonah starts to realize what he did. He starts to realize what he did wrong, and now he has to make it right. If we continue reading through verses 10 through 17, it says, "Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. Jeez. And he said unto them, take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and the tempestuous was against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee. Let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of fish 3 days and three nights. This all started with Jonah going against the will of God. You can continue reading through the rest of the chapter. You find out that Jonah prays to God while he's in the belly of this fish and asks God to forgive him and that he will do what he asks the first time. God then has the fish spit Jonah out on dry land, and Jonah goes to Nineveh and does exactly what he was asked the first time to do. God always has a plan for his will to be achieved. It doesn't matter if you go against God's will, his will is going to be carried out. Now, if you go back to Jonah 1:16, it says, "Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows." That fire that you have is going to affect those around you, whether it be positive or negative. That is the reason why it is so important to be on fire for God all the time. You never know who is watching you, seeing how you react to adversities through your day. You never know who is listening to you talk, seeing if you'll slip up and say something you shouldn't have. I mentioned in one of my messages I brought young people is how some people will never read the Bible, but they will read you. What I meant by that was people are going to be watching you till the day you die. They're going to watch how you live your life and pay attention to whether or not you're being truthful when you told them that you were a Christian. A great example of this in the Bible is in the life of Joseph. Joseph always lived his life for the Lord, and he had his fair share of hard times, like being sold by his brothers into slavery and being thrown into prison after he resisted Potiphar's wife. Throughout all of Joseph's life, he stayed true to God, always did his will, and God blessed him for it. Joseph may not have seen the impact that he was making on those around him while he was going through those trials, but in the end, he understood why it had to be that way. Since Joseph stayed faithful and on fire for God, God was able to use him and make a massive impact on Egypt as a whole by bringing them through a famine. Joseph was also able to make an impact on his family by repaying his brother's wicked deeds and kindness with kindness and forgiveness. Are we doing our best to allow God to use us in a way that will glorify him, that will allow him to use us to touch the heart of others? We are supposed to be a light for those who are struggling and in need of God in their lives. We are to show them that there is a better way to live life than by sinning every day. And how are we supposed to do that if we aren't shining our lights to the fullest? Being on fire for God is just like making a physical fire. In order to keep the fire burning, you gotta kindle the flame. You can't create a spark and then leave it at that. Otherwise, it won't bring you the comfort and warmth like it was intended to do. How do we kindle our spiritual flames? The way we kindle the fire for God inside us is to indulge ourselves in activities that will bring us closer to God. Thessalonians 5th chapter, verse 17 says, to pray without ceasing, meaning that we should pray every day. If we pray every day, then we would know what God's will is for us to do. Another thing we can do to bring us closer to God is to read every day. It is important to read because that is where you're going to get a lot of understanding and where you're going to get a lot of spiritual growth. A third thing that you need to do is to kindle your fire for God is to attend church regularly. Going to church is how you're going to get a lot of understanding on certain topics that might be a little too confusing for you to understand on your own time. It can also be a great way to get you encouraged to keep living for the Lord. You could be having a rough week, and then you go to church, and God sees fit to have someone sing a song that was orchestrated just to encourage you and lift you up. One of the attributes of a fire is that it's able to spread to other flammable materials. Our spiritual lives are the same way. If we have our flame burning, we can get those around us curious about what is different about us. They will want to know why we act so different to the world, and they will seek to find answers. God can use this as a way to talk to souls and get them to think about the direction their life is going. This is why it is so important for us to always be on fire for God. You never know who is watching you. God is always working, and you never know when he's going to use your life to talk to those around you. Another attribute of a fire is that you're going to see the smoke and the light emitted from it long before you ever see the source. Our lives should be the same way. People shouldn't have to do a background check on your life to determine whether or not you're a Christian. If you're living for God, they should be able to tell without exactly knowing who you are. We need to open our relationship with God and not hide it from others. We need to be excited about the things of God, and we should want to share them with others about what he has done for us. You can be a massive blessing to someone just by sharing your testimony. There have been numerous times when one's gotten up and testified about how God saved their souls, how they were healed from their infirmities, and the whole congregation started praising and thanking God. If we turn over to Psalms 122 and 1, it says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It should be a joyous time when we get to go to church. Don't let the devil try and tell you that it won't matter if you miss a service. It doesn't matter if you let up on your reading just once, and no one will notice and you can get away with it. Don't give in to the excuses that he will bring to your mind, trying to tell you that you are too tired to go to church. You need to stay home and rest. The devil has always been using these tactics to try and get those saved to waver from what they know is right. Just because you think that no one will notice your absence or will be able to tell that you didn't read this week doesn't mean that God won't notice. God sees the heart, and he knows when you are doing right and when you're doing wrong. So don't let up on the things of God, and make sure that you are always on fire for him. He will be the solid foundation that you need when tough times come, and he will be a comforter when you are in times of pain. Make sure you are up to date on all the knowledge that you have. Make sure that you are doing everything in your power to do God's will, because none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. Don't let up on what you know is right, and keep the fire burning right inside you. Now, that is all I had, but with coming to the end of my message, I'd want you to ask yourself, how is my fire? Is it still burning as bright as it was the day I got saved? Am I still testifying as loud as I used to? Am I still participating in the services as often as I used to? Do I still have that same fire to get those young people's on time? These are questions that you should be asking yourself every single day. And you should always make sure that you're living up to what you know is right. So these altars are placed here. It's a very convenient spot. If you haven't been living up to the life you know you should be, and God's pointing you something in your life that you should get fixed or worked out, I invite you to please come up, talk to God about it, ask him how you can fix it, and I know he'll work out a miracle in your life like he did mine.